Blog Talk Radio.
About this 2018 year and all that it houses for us. So let's pray. Father, we do bless you and we glorify you. Father, we thank you for this new wine and new wineskins. Thank you, Lord, for that which you have created and what you're releasing. God, we thank you for the vision, and then we thank you for the provision for the vision. And so, Father, we thank you that you're stretching us in our capacity to be able to do the vision. So, God, thank you for this stretching opportunities that you've released. We pray that our ears, Lord God, would be anointed to hear that which the Spirit of the Lord was saying to the body and to the church. We thank you for CCTI. We thank you for the students. We thank you for the facilitators, the faculty, the teachers. But, Father, most of all, we thank you for the vision and we thank you for the impact that it is going to have in the hearts of the individuals in this 2018 year. Father, we pray your continual blessings be upon us. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your grace would abound, that we would always have all sufficiency in every area. We thank you, Lord God, for perfect, perfect provision in our thinking, provision to expand our capacity to retain the revelatory downloads that you will bring forth. And we honor you for it. And then as we retain it, God, we pray for the manifestation of such insights. And we bless you for it. Reveal your mysteries to these, your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so, you know, first order of business, let's turn off our cell phones. So since I just got mine back, I'm going to make sure it's on mute and silent. All right, so today, as the first day of class is always an abbreviated class, so we won't be here long. And so to our family on Blog Talk, we won't hold you long. However, this is probably the best day to inquire answers so that we can answer any questions that you all may have. So I am definitely excited about everything that 2018 is holding for CCCI. Some long-awaited provisions have been released in May. And so I'm not sure if Bishop is on the line.
You know I am.
Oh, well, you know what? I wish I had known. You could open this up in prayer, but it's all good. You didn't say anything. Well, then, great. We have Bishop and we have Pastor T here, so we're going to kind of shift and start from a different perspective. We're going to let Bishop share some phenomenal news, and then we're going to let him and Pastor T make this phenomenal announcement, and then I'll just talk about the difficult stuff. This unit one, this modular that we're coming up into. All right, Bishop, and then Pastor T.
Well, I'm gonna let Pastor T go first, and then we're gonna kind of just do it conjointly. So,
well, this seems to be working for us, so I'm excited about it. However, y'all do it, it's working for us. All right.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Tressa D. McMillan. The doctor is in the house. Dr. T.
We're all excited, and we praise God. We praise God for whatever they're excited about. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. So I'm going to welcome all our students who are in-house and on Blog Talk, and our prospective students. Those of you who went to through the program last year, CCTI is an awesome program, and you know the opportunities that you had to learn and grow and study and share with the groups that we did with last year. So you know there's a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of opportunity that's available to everybody who attends. I have two of those if you'd like.
Amen. That's a lot of information.
So, I don't know which part of the excitement they want you guys to share with, want me to share with you guys. I think some of the changes that have taken place is that we now offer biblical studies and leadership. Bishop, jump in and correct me.
Yeah, the names are changing. So like last year we offered pastoral studies and biblical studies. And so what we are doing this year to make it more universal is we're offering leadership as well as Christian education. And these two areas are vital and they're universal for everyone. If you're coming to CCTI, you're definitely coming to enhance your leadership skills. And to be an effective leader biblically, you need to be educated. And so that's one of the big changes, as well as there'll be an additional program that will also be running conjointly throughout the year as well. And that's where Pastor T will step in and give you a little insight and information on that.
For this one? the same country. It's within India. Okay. And so now they come to the part that I'm excited about. So everybody present and in the airwaves knows that my background is in counseling. But there's a related field to counseling, and it's life coaching. And, you know, as I was matriculating and getting ready to become a world-famous counselor, like Dr. What's-His-Face and, you know, Joyce, whatever, and all the people.
Or Dr. Isaac.
There was an apostolic vision that went forth, and everybody knows I'm not the apostle. So as I was going through that, I was really looking forward to finishing that up and just doing what God would have me to do in that area. And then the apostolic voice spoke, and what the voice basically said was, no, you're not going to get that 3, 4, 5 month nap that you thought you were going to get.
You
gotta
wake up.
So what I see... What I see that the Lord is calling for in this season is an understanding of life coaching, what life coaches do, and we want to be able to provide that education to the students. So because I am submitted to the apostle, I put aside my vision of sleeping. And we took on the curriculum for a life coaching program in conjunction, when it's finished, it will be in conjunction in this house with Sozotherapia, and it's called Therapeo Life Specialist Certification. So we will be offering a certification in life coaching, which is an awesome, awesome opportunity. So if some of you all were sitting on the fence, and you didn't know what you were supposed to be doing in this season, that is an option for you.
Yes.
Amen. And so at this point, we are finishing up the curriculum for it and the schedule for it. It is a one-year program, and so you'll be taking it in conjunction with your CCTI studies. Some of the scheduling for CCTI and integrating life coaching has changed. So in the 5 units of CCTI, your first unit will be spent in those leadership or Christian education coaches. And then for the second, third, fourth, and fifth units, you will be mine. Hopefully, you know, with lots and lots and lots of input by Bishop and the Apostle. So as you look over what's available in CCTI for this coming year, we ask that you consider life coaching. Amen. Amen. Apostle.
All right. Bishop?
Bishop.
Once again, and I was just going to add, we are still in the process of putting the course curriculum together to finalize it, so you will all have a copy of that. There will definitely be some changes, and we just want to finalize it for you guys before we put it out. And so, once again, coaching will be an option, but I think the most important thing we came across as we was developing these programs is that there may be some concerns about accreditation and for individuals who are looking professionally to move forward. And once again, we wanted to make sure that we had everything set up in a way and written out where we can definitely explain that and clarify it so that as an institute, we would not be misleading to those who may want to sign up. So anytime, and let me just say it briefly and just kind of on the surface, if you are looking to move forward into the in a professional arena, then you must give CESA what is required of CESA. And so there are some things that are required if you are moving forward professionally in the secular world. Because there is a separation between church and state, the church isn't as obligated to those standards that the professional world holds. Yet, what we want to do as an institute is to continue to, I don't want to say compete, but present our best so that you, as a student of CCTI, can plead your case and battle against those who are out there professionally so you can hold your own, which is why it is so important that throughout this year that you do the coursework, that you turn in your assignment, because if you went to a secular school, they would require these things of you. And so we, the people of God, and I hate the fact that Jesus said that the children of this world are wiser than us. I really hate that he had to say that. But yet, he's right, because we don't, on some level, a spirit of excellence. And if God is looking to win back the world, then we have to be present. Yet we have to be able to present those things that are necessary. And so, CCTI, here's the excitement. It is taking a shift. It has always taken a shift. It's just now beginning to integrate out of the heavenly realms, if you will, into this earthly manifestation. And therefore, it's just going to be exciting, and we just want individuals to continue to make investments in your spiritual growth and allow Holy Spirit to show you how to move forward professionally as pastors, as evangelists, apostles, bishops, CCTI. We want to cater to everybody. We also have independent study programs as well. And so we are finalizing the details, and we will definitely have this stuff ready for you by next week. So we want to make sure that you register. We want to make sure that you they have your name. I know there were issues about, well, if it's on Blog Talk, if it's on Facebook, then it's free. Well, it was always the heart of CCTI never to hold back the gospel from people. But here's the other catch to it. We are not obligated to nobody who registers. So if you sent me an email having a question about something said, I don't have to respond. Neither does the rest of the professors. Why? Because you're not registered. And so therefore, we're not obligated. We're only obligated to those who register. And that is vital, and that's important. The gospel is supposed to go out, and we want to hold true to that. Yet we want to also be accountable to those students who would avail themselves to going through the process, and that's the standard of CCTI as we are continuing to grow forward as an institution. There's other one piece. We are also, well, I guess they'll share that about what happened the last, I believe, 2 to 3 weeks with the Articles of Confederation. I don't know if they're ready for that, but if they do, they will. And so that's just some of the excitement and the buzz that is going on with CCTI. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited about your destiny as you are infiltrating the world with a gospel that cannot be challenged.
Amen.
Wow. All right.
Apostle, do you have any other news? Like
I don't, the two of you have taken it to such a level. I probably thought we were going to talk about the ability to do degrees. So I'm not sure whether you, Dr. Isaac, or Dr. T want to talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to leave that to the big wigs, like the CEO and the provost. Once again,
okay,
take it
so
away.
At the end of the day, glory to God, they all own something else. It has always been our desire to move forward in excellence. And so while we honor and hold in great esteem all of our partnerships, Apostle Brinson has been encouraging us for years. Here's the information. Prepare to be able to release your own degrees, release your own degrees. And it was a comfort to be able to just do them in conjunction with each other. So where we're at as of today, we are in the place to offer our own. When I say CCTI can offer bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Now, understand that any degree that you get from a non-university, .ed, so I'm almost certain that unless it's abc.edu, okay, those degrees are not, how do I want to put them? All degrees do not hold the same weight. So as we get Christian degrees, they have the weight in the Christian community and not necessarily in the secular community. So these aren't degrees that you can go to Trinity in Deerfield and say, I have, 32 credit hours here, can they transfer? However, amongst Christian schools, institutions, within Christendom, they are acceptable. So the same thing that your other schools are doing, we now have the ability to do as well. So along with offering the certificates, the diplomas, and the advanced diplomas, we are now offering the bachelor's, master's, and doctorate's degrees as well. And so we are very excited about that open door. Sometimes people just need to be pushed to move forward. So we're grateful for the push so that now we can move forward and that we can, not excited just because we can offer it, but that we can equip people on a whole nother level to become who God already created them to be. And so sometimes for whatever reason, we just kind of sit dormant, like, I know I'm supposed to do it, I know I'm supposed to do it, and we just need that encouragement. So I see this as being the encouragement that some people need to be able to obtain that higher education in a safe environment, in a faith-based environment, but the curriculum is equal to any place that you would go to. Okay, somebody may say, or above, because I know where we all got our degrees from. And then just the excellency of Christ, our prayer is always that the excellency of Christ will be seen and shown forth in everything that we do. And so that was my exciting news, and so I guess we all have some exciting news.
You know, I wanted to add to what Apostle had said when she made the differentiation between what we are about to embark and do, what Hope does, and which we've been in partnership with them to do, and what you would be experiencing if you went to Trinity, if you went to Moody, if you went to Wheaton, if you went to Grace, Lord Jesus. Those schools receive federal funding. So everything they do is mandated, structured, really planned because of their responsibilities to the state. Christian colleges on our level, we don't have federal funding. We don't have the restrictions that they have. But it is our desire and our plan, our goal, our focus to provide an education that is equal to and far above those educations which they provide. And because our experience has been in those kinds of schools, we know what they require. We know the expectation for the students. So when you come through the program that we believe God is calling for us to provide, you will be able to stand next to your peer and go forth in the excellence that they go forth in. So my belief is that everything we should do in excellence. And that's what we're going to be providing for you at CCTI.
And let me just share this. I'm really glad you said that, because as I was sitting here, I realized that Moody is not a federally funded school. However, the standard, its faith-based standard, is equal to and surpasses, which is why there are federally funded schools that accept their paper. And that's what we're, if we're to pattern ourselves after something to look like that, that the faith-based mixed with the educational integrity that will go forth will exceed that of the minimum requirements of higher education institutions. And it'll be at such a level where your work, your process has been equal to, if not greater, than your counterpart. And so that's what we're looking at doing. We wanted to be able to share that with you all. I don't know who else is on the line. I don't know if Bishop has anything else or if Overseer has anything before we go on and talk about this unit. I'm going to assume by the silence they don't. All right, so let's be a good steward of the time. And let's go.
Apostle, I know from a job, like when I applied to the university many years ago, their application asked you for, you know, your different experiences in life when you're going out. So a lot of times some things that you've done like this is considered life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a promotion on the job or whatever. They take those things
into consideration. Oh, and this would definitely fall into, there are jobs that will take the fact that you went through the process.
Absolutely.
And will, you know, you have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And they will reward you accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
I just made application to a charter school, and this is on that resume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering the resume based on the body of work that I've done.
So let's talk about the unit that is ahead of us, the modular that is ahead of us. And so I do want to make a correction. Preferably we have Bishop on the line and Prime
yes,
Minister
I'm
listening. No problem. So on the sheet that I'm looking at, the registration form, it does say 3 credit hours. And so we can't offer 3 credit hours. What we're offering
correct
is not 3 credit hours. Okay? So we definitely need to remove that off of the sheet because we don't meet the length of time that will be in class with contact hours is not equivalent to what it takes for a 3 credit hour. So that we just need to take that off. And yeah. Okay. All right. So unit one of the things that you will notice unique to this year is that the 3 primary things that you will see will be the leadership study program, the Christian education program, and the therapy of life specialist program. So that is definitely unique to this year. For those individuals who went through last year's program and they're enrolled this year and they're going, if it's not the same thing, where do I pick up? How do I follow along? You follow along with the coursework. We will make the necessary changes so that you can finish your course, okay, whether it's leadership or Christian education. Do we have the applications for the therapy of life coaching? So as you all fill out the registration form, you will indicate, and that's not on here because, again, we just release that information. What program you're interested in, or I'm not going to say what program you're interested in. Don't base it off of what you believe you're interested in. But just as you're praying, you know, where do you see the Holy Spirit drawing you? Where do you see Him leading you to be trained in? When you know, you may not know in a year what you're going to do, but you just kind of sense the urgency in your spirit to go this way or this way. That's how I want you to determine what program, what field to study, what modulars you will sign up for, okay? So it may be something here and then something here. Don't get so locked in and going, oh, I think I need to follow everything under the leadership or everything under Christian education or the therapy. I want you to begin to look and go, you know what, Lord? Tell me where I need to go. So that the course of study that I take will prepare me for the walk that's ahead of me. So with that said, Unit 1, which will meet on Mondays from the 22nd to the 20th, from the 22nd of January to the 26th of February, we will look at biblical discipline, pastoral conflict resolution, and grief counseling, the loss of vision, purpose, and destiny. I am very, very excited about that. So let's talk about these things. When we talk about, we'll start from the bottom up. The grief counseling, we all have an idea when we talk about grief counseling that, you know, we're going to learn how to share with individuals that are grieving because of transition or loss. And typically that's what it would be. We want to talk about what happens when the vision dies. What happens when we become stagnated? What happens when we wake up 20 years later and we realize we have not become what we were created to be? What happens when we look and go, I laid that, I got a word Sunday that was publicly said it wasn't a rebuke. It was a rebuke. So I just need to help him know that that was a rebuke, but it was one that I needed, clearly. But so what happens when for the last 25 years, the Lord has been saying, write a book, write the books, write the books, write the books, write the books. And you don't do it, and then he sends this word like, the grace is ending. Do it or you will miss out on the greatest, on a level, you'll miss out on a level of being used in the kingdom because you didn't do what the king said. Mm-hmm. So there's just an area that you'll never know about because you weren't obedient. So that's grief counseling because, you know, we talk about the grave holds sometimes the greatest potential. So how many books, how many dreams, how many businesses, you know, he gives us witty intervention, you know, how many prophetic words, how many lessons, how many writings, you know, how many things has Holy Spirit given you that you just didn't do anything with? Because if nothing else, you went, I know what you wanted me to do with it. So I know everybody sometimes walks around with their little books or their tablets and they put it in there, but it never goes anywhere further. It's just, it's somewhere in the cloud or whatever they call it, just kind of lost. But you never give it to God so that it can be why God gave it to you. And so every time we don't, we go through a grieving process because that's like a mini death. So for every purpose that we did not fulfill, for every area of frustration, so we threw up our hands and said, forget it, those are mini deaths. And so we need to understand that that's what we're experiencing so that we can know what that grieving process looks like so that we can understand it's time to recover all, what restoration looks like. And sometimes after a period of time, the restoration looks very different. So what you end up with does not always look like what you could have had. Does it look like what you were going to start off with? But we need to know that. We need to understand that. So that's what this course is about, grief counseling. helping leaders and individuals understand what that looks like. What does that look like in ministry? How many of us have ministry in us? And we go, God's not called me to do that. God didn't call me. You know, we hear pastor and we go, God didn't call me the pastor between the four walls. And you know, and maybe it's marketplace. So we hear evangelist, no, the Lord does not want me on the street, you know, with a bullhorn set. And, you know, it is evangelizing within your family or, you know, just any number of things. How many things has the Lord called us to do that we've even laid to the side so that we could be something that we prefer to be as opposed to what he's called us to do? Okay, so that's that. Pastoral conflict resolution. I'm trying to see who's here. That's going to take on a life of its own. It is going to help us understand, and maybe we should call it leadership conflict resolution, but it's okay. When you as a leader or as a pastor are in conflict with your assignment, how do you move forward? When your assignment or the people that you're ministering to, when you're in conflict with them, how do you move forward? How do you move forward when there is no forward button? How do you, what is the biblical mandate for resolving conflict within, and very different from biblical discipline, from resolving conflict within ministry? So they, I think they, isn't there a book out or something, When Sheep Bite? No, must be When Leaders Bleed. I don't know, we should write a book, When Sheep Bite.
Are you volunteering?
Man. Nevertheless, I know there's a book called Sheep, Goats, and Wolves. It's understanding, if I just use, I believe Barclay wrote the book on sheep, goats, and wolves.
Yes, he did.
Wonderful, thank you. It's something about understanding the role of the people that you serve so that you don't get in conflict with their purpose. Stop trying to make a goat a sheep. Stop trying to make a wolf a goat. How do you resolve that kind of conflict? It's a book called When Sheep Bite.
And When Sheep Attack.
Oh, When Sheep Attack. Oh, good. When the Sheep Bite. Loving the Church Even When It Hurts. Okay. And it's a book called When Sheep Attack.
Yeah, I'm going to tell
you. Wonder, can you send that to me? Wow.
Send it,
like, text it.
Right.
When Sheep Bite. So that probably would be something good to look at. Loving the Church When It Hurts. It was interesting. We were in consultation, I guess you're right, with Dr. Overseer Paulette. Woo. Anyway, and so we were talking about the depth of church hurt and the impact that it has on a congregation. And so what do you do when you believe you need to heal, but you're around so much hurt that you're becoming infected by the hurt? How do you serve as the leader? What do you do when you're constant, when you're supposed to be healing, but you can't heal for hurting? That's part of what we're going to look at. Okay? All right. And then the last class for Mondays is, of course, an oldie but a goodie. I don't know. Bishop picked these classes. We need to kind of see what was in his mind at the time. Biblical discipline. You got to love it.
You know what?
And so.
Yeah, I'm going to love it.
Yeah. More than you know, trust me.
Yeah.
We're going to pull on all of those leaders. It doesn't matter what state they're in, to join in and be a part of this.
Blame me.
But okay,
yeah.
So biblical, of course. It doesn't matter if I agree with you. I still need somebody to blame. Okay, so, but no, biblical discipline. And so biblical discipline is going to be a phenomenal opportunity to look at what is the process of scriptorial discipline? Who does it? How is it done effectively? What's the plan? We're going to go through scripture and understand. Is scriptorial discipline the same for a lay member as it is for an evangelist? Or I'm running out of an elder, or I'm trying to think of offices here, a bishop or a prophet, that's good, pastor, teacher, pastor, evangelist, prophet, apostle, elder, minister, evangelist, I don't know who I'm missing, but whoever, ministry of helps, adjutant, armor bearer. So we're going to look at biblical discipline. So what does scripture say? What does the Bible actually say about it? And that's how we're going to do that. Am I recommending on Monday the 22nd a particular set of books for this? Not right now. I will probably make reference to several. Well, you're definitely going to need your Bibles.
Yes.
You're going to need access to the internet, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
You're going to need a good study Bible. And I'm probably going to tell you to draw on books that I know we've used in the past. So your biblical discipline, for instance, there's going to be a good chart in our chart. Who's the chart book by? Is it House? Okay. Can you pull that one up too? So, like, this is our Google person over there, apparently. So I know that there's a good chart in that book. So does everybody have that book? Anybody even know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's the chart.
It's like a tan and blue book.
Mm-hmm. Is it? No. By House, it has Old Testament, New Testament charts.
Like a little pamphlet
thing. It's not a, don't think pamphlet. Think,
no?
Think
okay.
Notebook.
That book is not there.
No. Oh.
It's like a workbook.
I'll grab it because I have one.
Is it your
office?
That book is not there.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
It's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, so there's at least two pages in there that would be helpful. That we'll draw from there. The Pastoral Conflict, there's some good books by Testola. We're going to also use for the grief counseling one of Testola's books as well that we pulled out on last unit. So we're just going to draw from that because we're going to, first of all, understand what I'm just kind of doing all of them now, what vision, what purpose, and what destiny is, and how it can be lost. So we'll look at some biblical characters so that we can understand, who in Scripture lost it, forfeited, sold it? Was it ever recovered? If so, when it was recovered, was it the same? So you be prepared to do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to make the Bible one of our main texts so that we can begin to make the Bible come alive in our everyday leadership experiences. And so Pastoral Conflict, who in the Bible had conflict? What leaders in the Bible were in conflict? What leaders in the Bible were in conflict with each other? That's a huge conflict, huge, major. We're going to look at stuff like that. So if you could come next week, prepare with just those kind of illustrations so that we can dialogue, so that we could talk about it.
The Charts of Christian Theology and
Doctrine. That's what it's called, the Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine. Who is it by?
Charles
Is it how?
Coming up. Yep, Wayne House.
Wayne House. That's what I thought.
Could you repeat the title, please?
Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
By H. Wayne House.
And the disciples at one point had a conflict with yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in their own way, had a conflict with Jesus.
Yeah.
So it would be good for us to look at that. How did Jesus resolve it? How did the disciples resolve it amongst each other? How did the apostles resolve it against each other? You're always looking in the book of Acts, and this set decided to go their own way, and Let's talk about that,
mm-hmm.
because why do we think that won't happen in the church?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. What we need to know is how to deal with it according to Scripture, according to Scripture. So that's what this unit or this modular will look like. The only correction is it's not for 3 credit hours, but you should be very grateful for that, trust me, because it would just mean that we would take what we were doing now and multiply it by 3. And in terms of time and everything. So,
you need to not have no job or something like that.
Jesus supply. Amen. Yeah.
So, questions, comments, concerns?
So, what's the name of the job thing?
The book was called, I thought we shared it.
Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine.
My question is about the books. I know all of them are like to be announced. For the grief counseling and pastoral conflict, are there any books for next week that we should get?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to require you to go buy a book.
Okay. Then we're just talking about for this part. Okay, got it.
No, I'm not requiring you to go buy a book. I am going to make reference to a whole bunch of books during the course.
Okay.
It'll be books that I have that you can take a picture of with your phone or device, and we can put it out there. Or just like what's the book called by House? The chart?
The chart.
Chart book. It's 2 pages. Right.
Apostle?
Charts of Christian Theology. Yes.
These are all books that are on the list of anybody that's been ordained. This is what is recommended that they purchase, because there's a constant reference to all of the books that you're speaking of, and it's on the book list that the candidates are given.
I thought the chart book should be on there. So it is a phenomenal resource tool, so I constantly will make reference to it. And like I said, the chart in there for the biblical or church discipline will prove to be very, very, very useful for you. So,
what I keep thinking? You're talking about separate. You got down to biblical discipline. You were talking about thinking of just this unit, but okay, we got it.
Yeah. So, no problem. So now, part of what is the reason that I said let's just delete the concept of taking off the 3 hours is so that as people read, so that we can meet the laws of higher education, number one. How we build up. How many hours, credit hours, you will actually obtain in this is going to come in your service hours, your observation, and your PCM, your practical Christian ministry. Okay, you will definitely have the opportunity to fulfill that, whether you're in leadership, Christian education, or the therapy of life specialist. You're going to have the opportunity to do some PCM, some service hours. You're going to also include it in your process. Bishop, what was it called? Is your independent study. So that's also going to be included in your process. So we will solidify for you all at a much later time how this is going to compute into credit hours. What I want you to think right now is this. We're not going to compute this for you into credit hours. We're going to, we're going to compute this for you into CEUs. So each course is going to yield you 6 CEUs, and that's all you actually all you have to concern yourself with. And even that is not important. But I understand the administrative minds that I work with. Bless you.
Right.
Yeah. So they want things put on paper for you. I'm a don't put it on paper, then people won't ask, and it really at the end of the day isn't an issue.
Get a check.
Don't give them a question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to govern myself to the administrative team that is at work around me.
Right. So once again, you know, that's forthcoming, and we'll finalize that after we all meet. So no, because I didn't even want you to put out CEUs yet. I just really want to wait till we finalize it and then make that announcement.
Okay. Well, we have to address it because we got a call, but more importantly, because it's on this form beside each one that it says 3 credit hours.
Right, and that's and let me put that out as well. That is not the correct form. Once again, that is changing, and so so right now, you can really take that form and rip it up because that's not the correct form until we.
Excuse me. No, we're using this tonight. No, I'm saying we're using this tonight to register.
I hear you. I hear you. It's going to change.
Good.
It's going to change, as you stated earlier.
Right now, we have to have something on paper, so that's what we're using today.
Okay.
Thank you.
You may be able to just to get that in a pamphlet.
You probably can from the Rose publication, right?
That's why I said the pamphlet, because you had it the last time, because it had the listing of the different ministries that you want, not the ministry,
mm-hmm.
My family,
the
right?
Denominations and the cults. Yeah, you probably can't get the church biblical discipline as a Rose pamphlet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
Theology, just that part, you may be able just to get.
Mm-hmm. And I understand what you mean.
That was the big
chart.
Yes. So, yeah.
What I'm going to reference
here. Because a Christian, something on cults and something. That's
yeah,
the chart that I picked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, any questions, any comments, any suggestions, any inquiries?
Mm-hmm. So how are we registering?
You're going to go and register today in room 15 with Elder Sharita, and she'll have a form for you. She has all kind of stuff in there for you. So you definitely need to register today. Any additional documentation that we need to give, we will give that at a later time and just attach it to your information for our files and our records. Okay? So that, this is the Unit 1, this is the Leadership Modular, and then on tomorrow, again, if you're coming tomorrow, it will be an abbreviated class about the same length of time that we're spending here today, about an hour, and we will go over some things that will be familiar for people. Balanceology, we're going to do a little twist on it because we're going to talk about the study of ministerial balances, but we're going to make reference to your book. We're going to do a 21st century look at offices, roles, and positions in the Bible, and so what they looked like then and what they're going to look like now, and then what they look like now in an apostolic age. not apostolic from a denominational perspective, but just in this apostolic age, and just watching the transition of it. And then we're going to look at there's sifted, God's scandalous response to Satan's outlandish demands. So if you Google these things, you're going to come up with books. Okay? I'm not asking you to get these books because I don't want you to go, you had me buy this book and we looked at 3 pages in it. Now, if you want to buy the book and do the book, 2 thumbs up. You can buy the, you can get the book and use it as a reference guide. We're going to dissect the scripture about sifted. You're going to look at yourself as leaders. You're going to look at yourself and go, Satan has the audacity to ask God for my life. In what area? What did that look like? Because he surely asked. That's the word of the Lord. Now, how did the Lord respond to that? And this is what we need. We're going to walk you through that entire process. Okay? So, that's it. I'm not going to hold you past being held up. I'm going to do that the 29th. Starting next week, I'm going to, hold you for a long, long, long time. Till the end of February. So, but today, this is it. Let's go get registered. If you are on Blog Talk and you have any comments, questions, concerns, inquiries, suggestions, you can text me at 773-779-2900 to Dr. Isaac, Dr. Tressa, Dr. Sharita, Dr. Paulette, Dr. April, to everybody that's doing this and putting this stuff together. So we appreciate, we're on the air. We appreciate all the work that everybody is putting in to make this happen. And even to the great elder over there that didn't know that Dr. Tressa was drafting her to kind of grab some books out and create this catalog so that we can pass out a directory. So she's sitting looking like, are they talking about me? The librarian in the house. So Elder Roberta is still looking, but she sort of got a smile. So our Blog Talk family, we appreciate you. This, without a doubt, could not go forth without Blog Talk and the ministry of Dr. Overseer. And so we definitely appreciate you. And so at this point, we are going to say good night, good night, good night. And enjoy and allow the Holy Spirit to have active ministry in your experiences. Allow him to have active ministry in your experiences. And I'm sure my baby is listening, so I love you. And Tim Tim, and I'll see you in a little while. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Amen. And to our Blog Talk family, please know that once you have dialed in, you are live. You have the opportunity to speak directly to the physical location. You only need to take your phones off mute, and you will be connected. So if you have any questions or you weren't sure how this process works, and you have questions, you may ask them now.
And as you guys prepare to ask your questions, if everybody can just text the brain, because she's here working today, but today's her birthday. So if you guys can just text the brain or email her at Sharita _Tate@yahoo.com and just wish her a blessed birthday, that would be phenomenal. All right. But don't say I told you.
So if there are no more questions or concerns or interests, if there's anything you want to ask, want answered, now is the time. And remember, every question is a good question, and chances are everybody else has that same question, and they don't want to ask it. So I just want
Amen.
To liberty to connect with the physical location at any time. Okay? Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I've had some money, the Delta Henry, and I've got to decide to play the basketball because it's